This hour of Kevin Miller in the Morning is brought to you by Tway Travel, your adventure travel specialists fighting for America.
Here at Capital, we really try to stress the importance of getting your math, the importance of knowing how to write, knowing how to read, knowing how to problem solve.
This is my 26th year here, and you throw in the 3 years that I was here as a student, and that is half my life.
Fighting for Idaho.
Thanks for this opportunity. You're going to get to talk to some teachers, some parents, some other professionals we have at the school that are in the trenches, so to speak, making this college readiness happen and these dreams come alive, so it should be an exciting morning.
Fighting for you. Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Good morning, Kevin Miller here, live from Capital High School at 580 KIDO, and I don't know if we want to really manipulate the votes here. I was going back and forth with the voices in my head. The last debate, your prediction at 580kido.com. Look, it's Thursday night. Not a lot going on. We're getting ready for Halloween. I mean, you know, how many stories are we going to see in the newspaper? There we are on Harrison Boulevard. Harrison this, Harrison that. It's where everybody goes to trick or treat. So it's either that or the governor's debate tonight. And, yeah, I don't get excited about much, but I'm wondering if we should try and swing the vote to Mr. Pankey on our website. I think I'm the only one that's voted for Mr. Pankey. The last debate, your prediction. Right now we have John Bujic out in front. 77% of the people believe that he's going to win. Butch Otter in at 10%, A.J. Belukoff at 8%, and Mr. Pankey in at 4%. But it is your way of handicapping tonight's big debate, and I'll be live blogging at 580kido.com. on that as it happens, hoping to make it entertaining and commenting on the back and forth between the candidates. We are live once again, Capital High School. You know, keeping up with the schools that we've been to, I think Capital is our, let's see, not only one of our favorites, probably top three, but it's our third time here. I think historically we've been, I think it's Capital and Timberline are the places we've been at three times, so we're always happy to be at Capital, and since we're at Capital, we better talk about Capital. 50 years of education, we're joined by Matt Jacobson, a teacher of English, and he coaches football, rugby, a man of the world, a man who roamed these halls with distinction in the greatest decade ever, the 1980s. It ain't the 60s, it's not this, it's the 80s. Welcome, brother.
Thanks.
So you graduated in 88 in the days of the dying hair bands and the mullets and before the grunge took over. Did you ever imagine yourself being here as a teacher?
No, I never thought I'd come back to Capital High School after I left in 88. But after meeting Mr. Ruziska, it seemed like the best place to be. So it's been a great 10 years back.
Great 10 years back. Most of us, we remember the show Welcome Back, Cotter. You know, this is kind of like the Welcome Back, Cotter, if you will. It took you a second there. Maybe Nick at Night or TV Land or what have you. But, you know, the guy that comes back to his school. For you and for the folks that we're talking with today, what's it like to, you know, when kids say, well, you don't know what it's like. And, well, I walk the same hallways as you did.
Yeah, actually, I teach in room 222, which is Welcome Back, Carter's classroom. Mm-hmm. And it's been a reference often at parent-teacher conferences. But I talk to kids about that all the time because I had German in my classroom in 1987. So right. I remember sleeping in that exact same spot where they were falling asleep or daydreaming. And it's actually really nice to be back. I'm also a parent of kids that are here, and it's a great experience to see them come through as well.
Now, I have a question for you, and you're going, thank goodness. Do I have to – you're the announcer, Miller. Do I have to carry this for you? Well, thankfully, let's hope not. What's it like being on the other side of the parent-teacher conferences, if you will? What's it like being the teacher talking to the parent? Because most people just have it from the parent perspective.
Oh, generally, it's a great experience.
You look forward to that, talking to these parents?
I would say I don't look forward to parent-teacher conference night, but
right.
I look forward to meeting the parents that do come and care about their kids and their education and looking at ways that we can make them successful and seeing what the kids will accomplish as they move forward.
Have parents changed because, well, maybe it was just a reflection of my academic or a lack of academic endeavors? You know, no one really ever looked forward to the parent-teacher conferences, which are going on now here, where, you know, the communication is the key. Obviously, you have the parent that's overly involved. Then you have the parent that may be busy. How do you bridge that gap? Because before they talk to you, it's just what they hear from the kid.
Well, and there's a lot of technology changes. For me, I never wanted my parents to come to a parent-teacher conference.
Right on, brother.
But now they have computer access to all their grades, all your assignments. So there's really a much better communication. There's no grade book.
Remember that? They'd walk around with that grade book and wave it at you, and you never knew what happened until the end?
Mr. Raziska still has one, but the rest of us have jumped into the new millennium with the communication tools. It's really easy, or much easier, to keep in contact with people. So there's a lot fewer surprises.
How challenging is it for you to teach English? Certainly something we all need to command, and some of us still struggle with. To an age when people are the iPad, the iPod, the Kindle, the Fire. I mean, making Shakespeare relevant, if you will.
That's the hardest part. Getting kids to want to read classics is really difficult, but trying to find some application and mixing them in with some of the modern texts. The district's been, in the last couple of years, really aggressive with getting new modern books on the book list. So it's a little bit easier if we can find stuff that is relevant to their life versus, say, some of the older stuff. But, you know, all of those stories have a relevance, and if we can get the kids to understand the relevance, they usually will read it.
In our day, at 580KIDO, the teacher taught, you listened. There was no such thing as ADD or checkout or anything like that. So, again, the challenge of reading something, which is a challenge to anyone, but to this generation that is so focused on, you know, 10 seconds of this, 10 seconds of that, I mean, you know, getting young Jacob to listen to a whole song is a challenge these days.
Yeah, it is. But, you know, most of the kids, once they find stuff they want to read, it becomes a little bit easier that they, you know, one of our goals is that we get these guys to be lifelong readers. So we let them pick some of their own materials so that they have a choice and that they find something that sparks their interest, and then they're generally readers. And they actually read a ton on the computer and just not books.
Right. Dealing with the digital natives, what is that like for you? Because we came up, it was MS-DOS. They had these things called, it's a computer lab. Well, computer schmooter, who's going to need that? Well, you need to learn this stuff a little. And then computers have become so integrated in schools. But for you personally, is it a challenge keeping up with the technology?
It's a challenge for me. That's not my strong suit. It took me the better part of 7 years to learn reply all versus typing separate emails for everybody. But the kids are actually really good, particularly with the phones and the technology they have. They're more than willing to share their knowledge, and it's been a great learning tool for me to have them show me how to do some of the things that we're doing. We also have some teachers that are on the very forefront of that technology, and they're very helpful with that information.
What's the key to getting an A in your class?
Being present, showing up, attempting to do the stuff that we ask them to do. The first semester, we spend a great deal of time on their college application essays, and, you know, just getting themselves ready for college is the best way to do well in my class.
Anything else you'd like to share with us today?
Nope, just that Capital's been a great place to be. I was excited to graduate from here, was excited to come back, and my daughter's a senior, so I'm excited to see her graduate as well.
Boy, I bet as an English person, I was going to say words can't describe, but you probably could be pretty descriptive about that experience, huh?
With my daughter?
Well, yeah, just what you go through as a graduate, as a teacher, and now as a parent. That's
The Capitol's gone through a lot of changes. I've noticed, particularly, though Mr. Ziska's standing right here, but what he's done for the school as far as the mission and the goal and what we're accomplishing and the type of students that we're putting out, it's really brings a great deal of pride to see my daughters go through it and enjoy it and do the things that they've done here.
Well, we appreciate it, sir. Thank you very much.
Thanks for your time.
All right. It is 580KIDO, 714, Kevin Miller in the morning. A big news yesterday.
Salvador Perez, the 2-2. Popped up. Sandoval in foul territory. Giants win. A World Series win. San Francisco Giants for the third time in the last 5 years, and their hero, Madison Bumgarner.
They're a hero. Well, to those folks that still love baseball, and I must confess, Mrs. Miller, she loves baseball. In fact, I'm surprised we haven't taken a tour of the ballparks. That's right. We don't go on vacations. Hey, you call this work. If your job is at work, you don't go on vacation. However, at 580-5436, you'll look at an American institution and the game of Major League Baseball. I mean, this is one of the lowest rated World Series ever. And people will wonder about the future. You think, well, Kevin, we focus in on sports too much. But I don't know about you. I'm listening to this, and I mean, maybe everybody has too many syllables in their name, and I'm a simpleton when it comes to pronunciation. Yes, we know, Kevin. But I couldn't relate to any of these guys.
Salvador Perez, the 2-2. Popped up. Sandoval in foul territory. Judas Webb. A World Series win for the San Francisco Giants for the third time in the last 5 years. And their hero, Madison Bumgarner.
And maybe we've been brainwashed by professional football, but, you know, if Green Bay and, I don't know, Tampa Bay, well, that wouldn't be it. Green Bay and, you know, another small market team get in, let's say Jacksonville, people are still going to tune in to the game, right? But here you have a seven-game World Series where a lot of folks didn't tune in, and could we see a day where, you know, baseball is just purely on the Internet? And hockey kind of replaces it. It's kind of sad when you take a look at the national pastime, and it comes down to lowered attention spans, if you will. We'll have more on that, and we'll appreciate your calls at 580-KIDO. Here's a word of warning from the CDC. Apparently now, and this plays into the nurse in Maine, because, you know, do we really know? Now, the next time somebody sneezes on you, take this into consideration. I'm just kind of looking out for you, okay? This is from, the New York Post. Ebola is a lot easier to catch than health officials have admitted. That's right. Ebola is a lot easier to catch than they've admitted. Well, wait a minute. I thought it can't come to America. Apparently, it can be contracted by contact with a doorknob contaminated by a sneeze from an infected person an hour or more before, according to experts. Now, I think we should put anybody under suspicion that sneezing, sniffling, coughing, or whatever you do with a cold. If you are sniffling and sneezing, you produce microorganisms that can get on stuff in a room. If people touch them, they could be infected, according to Dr. Merrill Nass of the Institute for Public Accuracy in Washington. Nass pointed to a poster from the Centers for Disease Control saying the deadly virus can be spread through droplets. If you see a droplet of Ebola, you should report it. No, I'm just joking. Droplet spread when germs travel inside someone's body. They're coughed or sneezed from a sick person. Boy, don't you hate that. You know, wherever you are, and boom, 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 somebody comes by and they sneeze on you. Now you got to worry about Ebola. Don't worry. The government's going to take care of you. 7:18, time for traffic with Kevin Miller.
Time for the KIDO Dway Travel Great Adventure. Here's this hour's city to enter in at 580KIDO.com.
Good morning, Kevin Miller with you. The city is Baton Rouge. And don't forget your chance to enter to win those two tickets ending soon. You need to enter today. Baton Rouge and Dave Ramsey to listen to the second crescendo, if you will. That is your second show to enter to win those two tickets, courtesy of our friends at Tway Travel. Kevin Miller here with you. It is 7:24 at Capital High School, courtesy of CapEd Credit Union. And a few things we're talking about this morning at 580-5436. 580-KIDO, big news last night for the Giants, if you're a Giants fan.
People are going through the roof here. Jumping up and down, champagne is pouring. It's crazy. Outside, they're lighting fireworks off in the street.
I don't think they burned anything down, if you will, so that's good. So the Giants won the World Series, for all of you keeping score at home. Other news, and this is, it continues to be a national debate, what's going on in Maine involving Casey Hickox.
I went into public health because I believe that good science and compassion can make a difference in people's lives. And that is exactly why I went to Sierra Leone to fight Ebola. It is not my intention to put anyone at risk in this community.
So at 580-5436, does she have a point? Casey Hickox, the nurse that went to Sierra Leone, saying that, you know, hey, the state doesn't have a right to quarantine her. The state doesn't have a right to keep her in her home like New Jersey did. And that's something to think about. Now, the state says, the state of Maine says, if she comes out of her house, they're going to get her.
I have been told that the Attorney General's intention is to file legal action against me. And if this does occur, then I will challenge those legal actions.
580-5436, 580-KIDO. So, does she have a point? Now, you just heard a minute ago, breaking news, if you will, that the CDC has issued a sneeze warning. That's right, a sneeze warning, saying that if someone with Ebola sneezes on a doorknob and you touch that doorknob, chances are you're going to get the Ebola. So why in the world would you take any chances, considering that you're a healthcare worker? Of course, if you hear Ms. Hickox, courtesy of Good Morning America, it's not really about the people. It seems to be about her.
There are things that we know work, and all aid workers are willing to do those things. But I'm not willing to stand here and let my civil rights be violated.
Well, do her civil rights supersede our rights to safety? 580-5436, 580-KIDO. I got to tell you, we've blogged about this, we've talked about this, better safe than sorry when it comes to Ebola. Let's face it, better safe than sorry. And speaking about this, apparently now we have the troops who are going to the Ebola-laden countries. They will be quarantined when they come back. But civilians who travel overseas and anywhere else will not be quarantined. Huh. What does that mean? Think about that at 580-5436, 580-KIDO. So why the double standards for the military?
We have been in negotiations all day with the state of Maine.
What is there to negotiate? And do we, you know, again, do we have these conflicting stories of what you can do, what you can't do concerning this deadly disease that I don't believe we have a cure for, or there's no vaccinations. It depends on who you talk to. Why in the world would you take a chance? Hang out at home and watch Netflix, right?
Tried to resolve this amicably, but they will not allow me to leave my house and have any interaction with the public, even though I am completely healthy and symptom-free.
Well, what about the doctor in New York that went bowling? He was healthy and symptom-free, and bam, he got the Ebola. Just shows you how contagious the disease it is and what will transpire. So we'll be covering that. But again, at 580-5436, 580-KIDO, would love for you to check this out. And yesterday, if you were listening, and hopefully you were, we were talking to Emily Wither about this big story concerning James Foley. You know who James Foley was, the journalist that lost his life publicly to the ISIS folks. And we've become so inundated, so saturated with people being tortured and beaten that we've almost developed calluses to it. And so what I've done at 580kido.com under the title, "This Article Will Change Your Life," a brief description of the article, 14, 15 pages from the New York Times that talk to firsthand witnesses, that talk to survivors, that talk to people in the ISIS organization that describe what James Foley went through. When we read news reports or hear news reports or see them, you know, we talk about, well, that's over there. If you want a firsthand real-world account of what we're up against, and it's not our choosing, they're bringing it to us, you need to read that article. This article will change your life at 580kido.com. click on that article, and the link will be right there to a story that that brings it home. You're listening to Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO. And here we are, 7:38, the Capital High School Jazz Band fired up, rolling. Time to wake up, everybody. Now keep your hands on the steering wheel if you're driving in. You know, if only they were portable that you could use them as an alarm clock. And once again, we want to thank our friends at CapEd Credit Union for supporting our school's program. Another example of public education, the arts at work, here at 580 KIDO, something that this program has been nationally recognized and unique to the Treasure Valley. We're very proud of these young folks. And they're very proud, as you can tell, to be performing for you this morning. And to our other schools that we're going to, this is your challenge. Can you keep up with Capital? Joining us now, Blas Deliria, an English teacher, alumni in the 1990s. Blas, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good to have you with us at 580 KIDO. What do you think of the band here as we move along?
The band's pretty talented. The Capital Band has always been pretty talented, though, so it's not surprising.
Now, you're an alumnus, and our handler has told us about your history. Tell us a little bit about your sports background here at Capital.
Graduated the class of 92. We were the state champions in football that year. State champions in a lot of things, soccer and such, and other sports too. But Jake Plummer was quarterback here, good friend of Capital High School. But a lot of the alumni athletically have gone on to coach around the valley as well. So Capital High is represented pretty well.
Yeah, I heard that you as his tight end, you made Plummer.
You know, I'd like to say that, but you know, it's pretty easy to catch the ball and fall down.
Some of us just fall down, but it is great when you have folks like you and like others that stay in the community, that, how should we put it, that give back to the community. And you have Coach Harson. That's got to be pretty big.
Yeah, you know, you can look at just the local levels at, down at the junior highs, or even Judd Benedict over at Mountain View High School, and then Harson over at Boise State. Just to have the, you know, Capital alumni out and about and representing Capital is always great.
Let's talk about the classroom. We're hearing right now at 580 KIDO, the jazz band, the arts in action. How do you motivate those folks to get as fired up about English as they are about music?
Well, English is a different car to sell there, but you know, when it comes to the academic side of everything, you know, we just try to inspire students to try to get the most out of every subject that they can, be it history, science, or whatever, and try to point out that this is why you study this, and this is what we hope that you would learn and take away from it, you know, to add not just academia, but culture as well.
Here you thought it would be an easy morning, huh?
Yeah, no kidding.
You take a look at parents. When you're at parent-teacher conferences, which you're at right now, what do you tell the parents when they say, how do I get my kid to understand these are the most important years?
Well, the most important years, you know, I think every teenager, and probably including myself, knew everything in the world at this point in time. But, you know, just to get them to understand that this is just a building block of what their future is going to be, that it adds to it.
I'm inspired, like the music we're hearing right now, by those words, sir. Well, great job, everybody. Big round of applause. You've woken up the entire state of Idaho, the Treasure Valley. Great job as we move along. I'm still talking loud anyway. So you sell that to the parents. Time management. In our day, maybe not so much. Today, it seems like they're digital natives, and time management is the key. We've got kids here, 6 a.m., the dance team. We got the jazz band here, but still having time for academics?
Well, I think with everything that's available for students nowadays, that I think maybe as adults we even underestimate how technology has allowed these students to be time efficient and to take advantage of everything that they have going on.
That's easier said than done.
There's no doubt there. But, you know, parents, when it comes down to academics, and this is just my own personal belief, but when it comes to academics and academic success, it's really the parents that are the driving force behind any student's academic success. So technology certainly helps, but it's the parents that keep them on task.
Indeed. Anything else you'd like to share with us this morning?
Yeah, I think we're both yelling into the microphone there
exactly.
For a second.
Well, you know, but that's the great thing about local radio is there's no cookie cutter, just like local education. You teach a specific way. There are guidelines, but you teach a specific way. What we do here, Kevin Miller at 580 KIDO, is we have the jazz band going. We're not afraid to be different. And to be a great teacher, do you have to be courageous like that to be out in the front?
I think you have to be willing to go out on a limb and to challenge students. And sometimes to challenge students, you have to admit that you're wrong when you take a certain point or perspective, or you're just wrong with an answer.
Yeah, but your teachers were never wrong.
No, my teachers were brilliant and still are to this day.
Right, yeah. So, I mean, the whole changing face of education where it's, you know, cooperative education on steroids, where a teacher might admit that they're wrong. Again, our teachers, no, they were never wrong.
Yeah, and, you know, I think this is where technology has helped the teacher out as well, is that it helps us to interact and find the answer rather quickly instead of having to go and look in the library and encyclopedia.
Yes, I remember the encyclopedia. Anyway, sir, we appreciate you coming out. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're great. Glad to be here, and quick shout-out to Class of 92.
There you go, Class of 92, Capitol High. Thank you very much. Have a great day. Phone number is 580-5436. 580-KIDO, live from Capitol High School, courtesy of CapEd Credit Union, Kevin Miller in the morning. And, you know, there are a lot of things going on across the country when we're taking a look at these midterms and everything else. But how about this? You know, the old ads when you're yapping about, how should we put this? We're yapping about nutrition and everything else and whether or not you should have the milk. Well, apparently there's a problem with too much milk. Now, don't tell the Idaho Dairy Association about that. Let's take a listen at 580-KIDO.
In a case where too much of a good thing can be a bad thing, researchers say 3 glasses of milk a day may double a woman's risk of dying in 20 years. The study, published in the British Medical Journal, suggests chronic exposure to sugar D-galactose, which is found in milk, can decrease lifespan. Researchers note drinking 3 glasses daily was linked to an increased risk of hip fracture and higher risk of mortality among women. The study authors say further research is needed. For more on the story, check foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Alex Hine, Fox News Radio.
Now, is there anything safe to drink anymore? Now, all of a sudden, milk, which I thought you had 4 or 5 glasses a day to keep your bones healthy so they don't break, now all of a sudden 3 glasses of milk might not be good for you? Huh? How about, I mean, soda's bad. We all know soda's bad. Okay, bottled water may not be what it's advertised as. And then coffee. If you drink coffee, it's not good. If you drink coffee, it's good. Let's just have some consistency, people, right? Time for traffic now, 7:47.
We raise our song in praise of capital. We are the silver and the gold.
Promote our schools, secure our future. Brought to you by CapEd Credit Union. We love teachers. Now, from Capitol High School, here's Kevin Miller on 580 KITO, Idaho's first radio station.
And good morning once again. Kevin Miller in the morning from Capitol High School. That's the Capitol High School Choir. And to our schools that were coming to your school, whether it's Bora, whether it's Boise, a tough act to follow here at Capitol. They've rolled out the red carpet for us our third time here on our tour of the Treasure Valley, our tour of local schools. Once again, big ups to CapEd Credit Union. We'll hear from them next hour with our economic report. Always like to check in with them and to thank them one-on-one for sponsoring this program that allows us to come to schools and focus on the good things. You know, we've got a lot of elections going on, a lot of stories, a lot of opinions. Sometimes it's good to get the other perspective, and or to some people that disagree with it, you can pound your fist on the dashboard just to get you going. That's what we're talking about. 753 here at 580KIDO. And one of the things, and maybe I don't know if they've ever done this. I'm sure they have. The, you know, and I don't know if this website's registered, the Idaho Advantage. And when we were yesterday, we were talking to A.J. Belukoff. He talked about the state and businesses here and why people choose to live here. The Idaho Advantage. And it needs to be branded. It needs to be marketed. The quality of life, the friendliness of the people, the great outdoors. Is there any state that has that we do here? If you want to buy land, you get the good ROI on investment, right? And the people, the neighbors, even if you're kind of an aloof recluse like me, it gets infectious just how friendly the people are here, how helpful the people are. It's, again, it's 6 o'clock, big show tomorrow, Sheriff Joe and Governor Otter. And speaking of Governor Otter and whoever's running for governor, people here respect one another. People here, even if you disagree, they do it with respect. It's very rare that you're going to hear this from an elected official or anywhere else. Let's take a listen.
What we need, what we need. Yeah. Good. And there's been 23 months since then when all you've been doing is flapping your mouth and not doing anything. So listen, you want to have the conversation later? I'm happy to have it, buddy. But until that time, sit down and shut up.
Wow. Sit down and did he say just shut up? Chris Christie attacking a heckler. Now, how many of us say, you know, Kevin Miller, when you have these politicians on, why don't you get them to talk like they're having a cup of coffee? Why don't you get them to speak the common man lingo, if you will? Good point. Now, whether you're Putin, whether you're not Chiang Kai-shek, but the leader of China, who's ever running Iran, the leader of ISIS, does this cause you to worry about the United States if Chris Christie is the next president? Is this presidential? Is this gubernatorial? Could this happen tonight during the governor's debate?
What we need, what we need. Yeah. Good. And there's been 23 months since then when all you've been doing is flapping your mouth and not doing anything. So listen, you want to have the conversation later? I'm happy to have it, buddy. But until that time, sit down and shut up.
Could you imagine that? Could you ever imagine anybody running for governor, running for any office here, saying, sit down and shut up? He sounds more like a pro wrestler. We'll see how that plays out for Governor Christie. Remember, he's a big supporter of Governor Otter. Speaking of the gubernatorials, I'll be live blogging tonight at 580kido.com, giving you my take. Probably a lot of misspelled words, not a lot of great punctuation, but it will be entertaining during the gubernatorial televised debate. So check that out or go back to it afterwards and go, hey, man, pretty good. And if you're someone that cares about the future of the Gem State, right now we have a poll up. Who's going to win the debate tonight? Who you got right now? John Bujak laying the smackdown on everybody. I believe it's Mr. Bujak, Governor Otter, A.J. Belukoff, and Mr. Pankey. So for all you politicos, vote on that at 580kido.com. Let's get you to traffic, 757. To incubate or not to incubate, we'll talk a little bit more about that next hour.
What I signed this morning was a memorandum to the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff in response to the memorandum of recommendation I received from the chairman and the chiefs yesterday to go forward with a policy of essentially 21-day incubation for our men and women who would be returning from West Africa.
For the military, but not for civilians, we'll discuss. Keep it here. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
Serving